The report is titled Closing the Massachusetts Skills Gap, Recommendations and Action Steps, and is published by the Commonwealth Corporation, a quasi-public organization within the state's Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. Massachusetts has one of the most educated workforces in the country. 41.2% hold at least a four-year degree. The national average for a workforce with a bachelor's degree or higher is 29.6%. However, 40% of employees have a high school diploma or less. Nancy Snyder, president of the Commonwealth Corporation, said that the gap in education directly correlates with the gap in available opportunities for employment.
Skills make a big difference in terms of being able to access jobs in this economy. The increase in hiring, who were employed, all of that increase was among people who had a college degree. In some cases, it might have been an associate's degree in certain parts of the state, including the Pioneer Valley. But the largest increase was among people with bachelor's degrees or higher. We saw a loss in terms of employment among people who had less than a high school diploma.
The workforce in Massachusetts is also aging. Snyder says that it's important that opportunities be improved for younger workers.
I think part of the real challenge for younger workers is getting early work experience. And because employers increasingly these days are looking for the perfect candidate, and what they're looking for is a set of credentials or skills, and they're also looking for work experience.
The report also revealed that the state's immigrant population has been growing swiftly over the past decade at a pace of 2.3% annually. This translates to a 27.7% increase overall. Immigrants account for nearly all of the population growth in the Bay State. The Berkshires and the Cape and Islands regions, which have some of the lowest amount of new immigrants, also had the highest rates of population decline. The report recommends that schools bolster English as a second language courses, and also that schools look for partnerships with local industries to understand labor market trends. Adult basic education also remains in demand. Secretary of the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development, Joanna Goldstein, said that state government can play a role in equipping younger, less experienced job seekers with the skills needed to match an economy that is increasingly relying on highly trained, well-educated workers.
I would say it's a combination of private-public partnerships as well as more public-public partnerships. This is the first time that most people know about that the administration has actually had secretaries and their staff work together on these issues, and we think we're already seeing results. We're working together so that we can provide the skill sets and then have employers interested in employing these folks.
More information on the report can be found online at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.